I like the job though, I really do. I'm thinking I'm gonna give it a year and see how I feel. If I'm still able to do it, I think I might try to go for a career with productive services programs. I know I'm having this positive impact. I know I'm doing something that's socially valuable with my work. Even within the constraints of an organization that isn't always as functional as it should be.
And you can get more time for killing an animal than you can for killing a child in some places. More time for writing a month check and running out of your probation for set month checks than for beating up your wife. Right. I think there's not a real moral center to our laws, which is interesting given how much we want to have a moral center to our government for good or ill.
We need a point where all the systems will collapse just because there are so many people and so many problems that our current systems aren't set up to fix.
I don't know.
And that's one of the things about the human condition is that people are so variable. And I think that there are a lot of people in those positions of power who do strive to create a balance between what their position requires and what their own personal beliefs are, what the beliefs of their constituency are. Their work has been very inspiring to me to create a better judicial system from the ground up. I mean, I look at Kate and the efforts that she made to protect people and to prosecute people for horrible crimes. But at the same time, she made efforts in her prosecution to spare people who committed lesser crimes or crimes of stupidity. I mean, she told me a story once about this woman who had her children taken away up on drug charges. And Kate fought very hard not to get a stiff penalty for her against the district attorney's wishes. It was very hard for treatment programs and alternatives. It took a lot of flack for trying to do that. And this woman came to her office a year or two later and said, "I've got my children back. I've turned my life around. You changed my life by trying to get me this help in the system." Kind of thing to me is amazing. If we had more people who are committed to doing that kind of work and not treating the court system as, you know, a cookie cutter rubber stamp one size fits all, I think that's the problem in the balance of the courts, is that you try to make the law apply to every situation when it doesn't always apply.
There's not a real moral drive to create a balance, which is interesting what their beliefs are not much and what their own purpose.
We want to have a moral set our government
misled the American people. Misled the American people.
No, I don't.
I like the job, though. I really do.
I take great issue with your suggestion that somehow the President of the United States is not being totally forthcoming with the American people.
I know I'm having this positive or not. I know I'm doing something that's socially valuable with my work, even within the constraints of an organization that isn't always as functional,
including Medicare and dozens that are run by the Department of Education.
Like, they were taking up a collection last month for this woman in San Antonio who went out to visit a family. And of course, you use your own car. Yeah, I think you get paid a little reimbursement of some kind. Yeah. But this crazy fucker, her father, like, shot her car up with a semi-automatic rifle. Destroyed her car. She had to run 2 miles to a gas station to call police because this guy chased her off the property with a gun. And of course, now she doesn't have a car. How's she gonna work? Does your auto insurance cover getting shot up? Yeah. I mean, it was just, ugh. I like that. The hardest thing for me is to have to say, this is not gonna meet our guidelines, or this is really vague. You know, the people who scream at me about how I don't care about kids, when they can't tell me how old the kid is, what the kid's full name is, or where the hell the kid is, get to me. It's like, how am I supposed to find this kid and help her? You can't tell me where she is. What do you want me to do? You know? Yeah. This woman was like, well, can't you look up his license plate? I'm like, do you have his license plate? Thinking, well, I guess it was the boyfriend, and I'm like, if you can give me a license plate, I can start working with that. She's like, well, I don't know it. Yeah. It's like, you know this has been going on for 8 months. What made you call me today? You feeling guilty? You're just like, okay, I'm gonna remove your uterus. No more children for you. You know, it's like, how many times does your boyfriend have to molest your daughter before you kick him out of the house?